that as they sought God on what kind of word to bring, it would be a really pretty word. It would be really, really lovely. It would be a beside still waters kind of moment, because God does know that we women are so busy and that there's so much that we have to do. So to be led beside still waters, where our soul may be restored, would just be fantastic. But you know, he didn't say that. He said, no, I want you to go mountain climbing. It's like, oh, okay. So, get my boots out, right? God, okay, ready to go. Where are we going? And it's like, no, it's not exactly what I meant. And I was like, okay, think about mountain climbing. Think about John Fegan. And so I rang up Kate and I was like, Kate, I'm kind of thinking about, God, you know, talking about mountain climbing. Is John going to be around? And she said to me, no, he's not going to be in church on Sunday. He's going to be mountain climbing. So you can imagine my surprise when he rocked up on his motorbike. Like, John, you're not meant to be here. So his plans had changed. John obviously loves to go climbing mountains. He likes to go trekking. He likes to get into the outdoors and do things like that. So I don't know about you. What are your first thoughts when you think about mountain climbing? What do you think of? Sorry, terror. Terror. Hard work. Sorry? A nice view from the top. What do you guys think about when you think of mountain climbing or climbing a mountain? Dying because you might fall off. God. What's that? Fun. Thank you. Fun. Yes? Okay. Being scared. Scared to climb a mountain. Yes. No oxygen. Because you must be climbing very high mountains. And mountain goats. Okay. And sort of that. That's so good. Okay, well, is it the preparation that comes to your mind? That could be something, couldn't it? Like, what do I need to do to be prepared to climb a mountain? Is it the actual getting up the mountain that you're kind of thinking? Is it, like Tom said, the view at the top that you stand, you're like, oh, that's so nice? Or is it the cup of tea at the bottom? Yes, I've made it. Okay. When was the last time you guys kind of climbed a mountain? And I'm not talking Everest, obviously. What kind of mountains do we have down here? One Tree Hill, No Tree Hill. Has anybody ever climbed that one? Mount Eden? Those kind of mountains. When you're on your way up, how are you? Are you grumbling and complaining? Is it kind of like, oh gosh, you know, last time we took the kids for a walk, it was like, oh, do we have to do this? Yes, you do. And they actually enjoyed it. Or do you just get your head down and focus on the path ahead? Sharing with some friends, we were talking with some friends about a run that we did, which was off-road, and they laugh at me because they said, oh, in your run, did you see the beautiful view? And I was like, no, because I had my head down the whole time because there were lots of tree roots and rocks and stuff. And it was just a survival course, really. That's all that it was. They managed to have a look around. I didn't. Or is it possible that as you go climbing your mountain or you go for your walk, that you see this incredible scenery and you're like, wow, this is amazing? I don't know. I kind of wonder. The little that I do know about mountain climbing or climbing a hill or however it is that it takes you away from where you're at. You know, we go about in our lives and we're all quite busy. We have a lot to do. There's family, there's work, there's other things that we're committed to along the way. So going for a walk, going for a mountain climb means that we have to leave that kind of stuff behind and kind of just focus on what we're doing. Of course, you can bring the stuff, bring some of the issues that you have or the concerns that you have with you on your mountain climb, but you have to pack them into your backpack. And I don't know if there's ever been a time when you've gone for a wander or a walk where you've had your backpack on and you've taken more than what you needed. Don't need hair straighteners when you go mountain climbing, no. But you put them in your bag and by the time you get to the top of the mountain, they weigh an awful lot. And then you still have to come all the way back down again. It's very easy for us to see just what is around us isn't it? You know, just what's going on in our lives. But when we climb a mountain, when we get to a higher point, we are able to take things into perspective. We'll be able to see where we've come from and what's actually happening and possibly what's even ahead of us. We can kind of, you know, from it being an enclosed environment, we can kind of open up our eyes and see what's actually happening. Now, of course, this morning we're not going to go mountain climbing as such. That's not what God is saying. So if you haven't got comfortable shoes on, it's all right this morning. But what I do think, well, I do believe, is that in the Bible there are lots of references to people and mountains. And God speaks to us about these experiences where we can have an encounter with God. So move over Sir Edmund Hillary. We've got great models for mountain climbing. We've got Abraham, we've got Moses, Elijah, the Israelites, and even Jesus, to name a few, who climb a mountain to have an encounter with God. So Abraham. We know the story of Abraham where God told him to climb a mountain. And he asked him to take his son Isaac with him. And as they were going up the mountain, for what God had commanded Abraham to do was to sacrifice his son. Imagine what it would have been like for Abraham to take a step. Every step he took was like, hold on a minute, you have promised me that I would be the father of nations, and this one child that you have given me, you're asking me to sacrifice. What's that all about? But I trust you, God. I know that what you say will come true. Therefore, I will continue to take a step up the mountain. Now, it was his desire to be obedient to God over what it was that might be going on inside of him. And we know the story that when Abraham got to the mountain, with each step being made in faith and in obedience, as he got there, God actually provided for him. He provided the sacrifice that was to take place. And what was happening was that he was kind of like testing Abraham's heart and resolve and motive and proving himself as a faithful and true God. So when we climb the mountain that God has for us in faith, we will encounter God's promises to be true. Or we can climb a mountain like Moses did. Mount Sinai was the mountain where Moses encountered God in an incredible and spectacular way, with pyrotechnics and special effects worthy of a movie set. It could not be more spectacular. You know, sometimes God wants to speak to us in an incredible way, and he really wants to get our attention. And while that can happen in a public forum in our day-to-day lives, sometimes he calls us up the mountain to meet with us in incredible ways. See, what he wanted to give to Moses were words of instruction that were going to be written on tablets of stone. So for us today, as we climb a mountain to have our encounter with God, he wants to write and rewrite truths onto our hearts, the tablets of our hearts. Elijah too climbed a mountain. And while he climbed alone that mountain of Mount Carmel, it wasn't by choice. You know, Elijah said, who will come with me? Who will come up and face these 450 prophets of Baal who want to fight against our God? Who wants to do that? No one was prepared to climb that mountain with him. But he knew God. He trusted God. He believed in the truth of God, and he climbed that mountain. And with every step for him, he was believing and looking for a miracle. And as we read in Kings, 1 Kings, where he meets these 450 prophets of Baal, and God arrives miraculously and does amazing things. It may be this morning that you feel like you and God alone are fighting against the world. And he calls us to climb a mountain to that higher place, so that he can perform a miracle that no one else can perform but him. In the book of Haggai, we hear of God speaking to the prophet Haggai, saying, it's time to build the temple. I have a task for you guys to do, and it's time to do it now. And what I want you to do is I want you to climb the mountain. And what you need to build the temple is going to be at the top of the mountain. You're to chop the trees down, come down, build this place. And in this place, I will be honored, and I will be glorified, and I will be pleased. It may be today that you have a task that God has set before you, and you're like, wow, I don't know how to do it. Or he's given you a task and you've done your own thing and it's kind of been like, yeah, well, it didn't work out quite so well. How am I meant to do it? And God says, climb the mountain. Come to a higher place. Come to that place where you can meet with me and I will give you what you need. I will give you the resources that you need to do what only can be done in me and through me and for me, for my glory. And I believe that will be spectacular. Jesus himself had some mountain experiences. We read in Matthew where he went up the mountainside and he sat down and he spoke to the multitudes. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. It's not words of knowledge. Knowledge is fantastic. It's fantastic that we have knowledge. But wisdom is knowing when to apply these words in an incredible and a powerful way. And when we lack the how or the what, God has provided the wisdom that we need. There's also a time where Jesus goes up the mountain and he's praying. He's taking a couple of his disciples and he has such an encounter with God that his appearance is changed. There are times when we need to go up the mountain, when we need to encounter God in prayer, and it's there that our appearance, our countenances change, our attitudes are changed, and the way that we can walk will be changed. Of course, we've talked about mountain climbing this morning, but it's not, you don't actually have to physically climb a mountain to meet with God. How you meet with God will be different, possibly, to how I meet with God. But it's taking that time, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, to stop and encounter God in a new way, to find a higher perspective, to find a higher understanding in the things that we're dealing with the miracles that we need in our lives, to have wisdom, to have understanding, to get new perspective on the way that God wants us to live. It's all about the fact that God longs for us to come to him, to be with him, and to allow him to continue to love all over us, because God loves us incredibly. And he longs for that relationship with us. So if somewhere, somehow you hear God saying, hey, come for a walk up the mountain, it's not that he wants you to clamber up a hill, but get hot and sweaty, not feeling good, not feeling comfortable about it. It means that he wants you to come up. He wants you to meet with him in a place like you've never met with him before. So I just want to finish this morning with a prayer, which is actually a song that we've sung years ago. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? It comes from you, maker of heaven and earth. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You are my only prayer. And I will wait for you to come and rescue me, to come and give me life. Father, I thank you that you long for us to come to you. And I thank you that on this day where we want to love on the woman in our church, your word to us is for us to come to you. Because that's in coming to you, that's where we find our hope. That's where we find life. That's where we find freedom. That's where we find all that we need. You give us all that we need for all that we have to do. I thank you for this day. I thank you for the blessing of family. I thank you for the blessing of children. I thank you for the blessing of mothers and of fathers in life and in faith. And I pray as we finish up and as we have some time to celebrate one another, we will continue to celebrate you and the love that you have for each one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, hey, we're going to stop now. We're going to have some morning tea. So we're going to bring some nice slices out. So please stay and have some morning tea and catch up with each other. And love your mums this morning. Amen.